EPA eases diesel exhaust fluid sensor requirements. Diesel exhaust fluid sensors will no longer be required on equipment that runs on the fuel, following a change in policy announced by the Environmental Protection Agency. The agency cited data from the Small Business Administration, which said shutdowns caused by faulty DEF sensors were costing farmers $4.4 billion per year and $13.79 billion in total savings as a result of the sensor requirement. The EPA has received preliminary findings from 11 of the 14 manufacturers it had asked to provide data on DEF system failures, with the new guidelines issued just under a month after the initial request. This swift response demonstrates the agency's commitment to addressing the concerns of equipment manufacturers and users alike. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin stated that Americans are justified in being fed up with failing DEF system issues, citing preliminary review of warranty data which suggests that DEF sensor failures are a significant source of warranty claims and DEF-related inducement. This change is expected to have a positive impact on the agricultural sector, where equipment downtime can be costly. The new guidelines also state that sensors can be switched over to nitrous oxide, NOx, sensors, providing an alternative solution for manufacturers. The EPA's decision aims to reduce derailments, which are incidents when an engine dramatically slows due to DEF supplies running out or other readings from the DEF sensor. In August, the EPA announced that it would ask engine manufacturers to update DEF software to avoid derailments, and now requires them to take engineering steps to stop those derailments when the vehicle runs out of DEF. This change will provide a 650-mile or 10-hour window before the engines begin to slow. Before recent changes, if a sensor received a bad reading, even if it was faulty, a driver could be stranded on the road, or in the case of agricultural equipment, out in the field. However, with the new guidelines, there is now a buffer period during which the engine will only mildly derate, allowing trucks to operate normally and without speed limits for up to 4,200 miles or 2 work weeks. The impact on non-road equipment has been minimalized, with no significant reduction in performance until about 4 work weeks have passed. This change is expected to improve productivity and reduce downtime in the agricultural sector, where equipment is often used for extended periods without regular maintenance. Farms expect to benefit from this change, as it will allow them to continue operating their equipment without interruption, reducing the financial burden of sensor failures. The EPA's decision demonstrates its commitment to supporting the agricultural sector and promoting sustainability. The new guidelines are a significant step towards reducing the environmental impact of diesel engines, while also improving the efficiency and productivity of equipment manufacturers.